Vavabasur, Perches Mishnehei, Ha'ime Ish Ploni Bini Bechor, Lo Yito Pishnayim. We explained in the last Mishnah, there's a din in the Torah that's in Parshas Kisetze, not even in Parshas Yerusha and Parshas Pinchos, that the Bechor gets Pishnayim. The Torah says, Yakir Losis Lo Pishnayim, Kihu Reishis Oine Loi Mishpat HaBechor. So there's one din that the son gets the double portion. There's another din, there's a lav. V'hoya b'yoyim hanchila is bon of eis ha'she yeh loy, lo yuchal avak es benu ahuv al-pein b'nasnu ha-bechor. There's an important din that a father is not allowed to change the seder nachlois, that another son, who's more ahuv from his wife that he favors, not his wife that he doesn't favor, kimuvur over there in Pashas Kiseitze, he's not allowed to favor another one, either with equal or with more. Not allowed to take away the din pishnayim. We'll have a machloikis whether you could take away the chelik haposhut. And then the Torah says, kiyas habachor ben asnu yakir. There's a hakor over here. He recognizes. What does that mean? He recognizes. We'll see in our Mishnah. Losis lo pishnayim. He's recognized as the bachor to get a double portion. The Torah says, bachor l'ashei motzah lo, anything that's by him. So we learn out, a discussion in the Gemara, machloikis, we paskin, that pishnayim, a bachor only gets b'muchzik, which means, since the Torah says b'chol asher yimotzeh lo, only that assets which are by him. That means, let's say there's a property that's worth $1 million. There's two brothers, one's a b'chor and one's a, what we call a pashut, which means he's not a b'chor. Instead of dividing half-half, they divide two-thirds, one-third. But investment value, which is not here now, is something that will accrue to the estate. Lemaisa does not have a din of Pishnayim. So, Rechts is again that the property itself, you divide two-thirds, one-third, the investment value that only comes later on, that not. There's a whole discussion what's considered Mux and what's considered Roy. One discussion we'll mention from the Gemara is what about money that the father doesn't have, money debts that are owed to him. Person dies, he leaves over his house, his car, money in the bank. Okay, all those things are Muxik not Roy. Yesh Lodin, by the way, and money in the bank. Hold on. What about collectibles that he has? He has $1 million in unpaid debts. Now the sons hire a collection agency. They're going after $1 million. From that $1 million, you don't divide two-thirds, one-third. Why? Because the money is not Yimotzeh Lo. The money is Schusim that he has to get Bayena money. The Gemara has a discussion about it. What happens if they collect cash? What happens if they collect karka? Big sugis of muchzik and roi. The reason why we said hold on a second by money in the bank is because Yesh Lodin, what's money in the bank? Is money in the bank something that a person has, or it's a debt that the bank owes to him? So well, it's roi and not muchzik. So you always have to help that in zin. Now let's do the din of yakir that's mavu over here in the Mishnah, like we read the pasuk. Ha'ime ish ploni b'ni b'chor lo yito pishnayim. He has three boys. The oldest one's a b'chor. And he says, no, ploni b'ni b'chor lo yito pishnayim. Or ish ploni b'ni lo yirishim ochav. He has one son that he's not on speaking terms with. And he wants to disinherit his son. And he says that he should not yarishim with his brothers. Lo yomar klum shehisna mashakosu b'teiru. Masna mashakosu b'teiru is a Yesoid, that we had, let's say, Meseches Ksubis, where a husband wants to be Mekadosh and Isha, and asks that the regular Chiyuve Ishus, Sheher Ksus Vainoh, should not apply. Or he wants to lend money, and asks that there shouldn't be dinim of Shmitas Ksofim, other examples that there are in Shas, and they're all always Tnoyim B'Shas Maisa. Here, the Achrena point out, is a little bit of a Mechudish Dik Tzushtel. Over here, it's not a Tnai. He wants to do something. He can't because the Torah said no. The Torah said that there are four brothers. They're all Yashin. You can't take away, if you have a son, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, you can't take away Yehuda's Chus Yerusha. The Torah said he does have. So the Dvarim B'Talim. But the Mishnah calls that also Hisna Mashachaz B'Talim. You see that the Geder of Masna Mashachaz B'Talim is not in Parshas Tnoim, but it's a vort in a person declaring something neged, a din Torah. The declaration is null and void, meaningless. We'll add one more point, is that there's a shita in the Gemara. The Gemara brings over here in the Afkub Chavav, Gemara and Ksubas brings the Barichos, that b'dovah she b'momen tnoi kayim. bunch of the cases that we mentioned before are dinei mamon, schusei mamon. In schusei mamon, the din is you can be master mash goes by teru. So let's say the case by kedushin, where a husband's mekadosh nisha amnash en lecha olai shekzuz v'oino, there are those that taina that the tenai is chal legabei sher v'ksus, because those are momonistic schusim, mezoinois and ksus. Mashenkein oino, which is a schus mitzvah, that the tenai is taganat chal. So over here, l'chayre, it's a schus mamon, so the din should be that mas namash chaz bater does work. Explain the Rishonim that one of the rationales for mas namash chaz bater b'dovah sheba mamon t'noi kayim is that in the dovah sheba mamon both parties are baskama. There's a concept in mamon called mechila. A wronged party could be meichel. But over here, the son's not meichel. I'm not talking about the son said, I waive my schus Yerusha. We're talking about here, the father imposed it on the son. So that doesn't work. Yerusha is a din the son, not a din the father. The father's not meirish. The son automatically gets it based on the Torah's passion. Hamachalik nechosav lebanav alpiv. This is sort of a masha enkein. Here's somebody who didn't die and his nechosim then go be Yerusha. He was taking a preemptive action where in the reish of the Mishnah, the preemptive action of lo yitol pishnayim, lo yirushim echov doesn't work. But over here, he's taking a preemptive action by b'chayav giving out his nechosim. That's why it's called mechalik. He's not stop saying it. He's actually giving it out. It sounds like over here, he's not makna. That's for sure that a person could be makna nechos of lebonov. Person could, can't, a will is not chal al pi halacha, because a will is what should happen to a person's nechosim after he dies. After a person dies, he has no more say over his nechosim. His nechosim go automatically to his legal al pi halacha yoshim. But where a person wants to give out money to tzedakah, to his nephews, to his first cousins, to his daughters, whoever he wants to give it to, he can give it to. A person's allowed to give matanas. Here we're talking about where somebody is not noisin nechosov, he's mechalik nechosov. It sounds like he's doing it al-piv, and the reason for that he could do it al-piv, is because we're talking over here about a shchiv mira, and the takana we'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem Behemshich is that a shchiv mira could be mechalik nechosov bal-peh, without need for maisei kinyonim. So mechalik nechosov lebonav al-piv. Ribo le'echer u'miyat le'echer, he has three sons. Instead of 33, if Pishnayim, so the first one is 50, the other two are 25, he decided to be mechalik to 175, and the other two get the remaining 25. Or, it's a different case, same idea, he vehishva lohenes habachar. He has three sons, instead of 50, 25, 25, he gives each one of them 33. Dvarv kayam, keneged the Torah? But he gave it as a matani, he could do whatever he wants. Vimoma, mishum yerusha le'am aklum. If the way he says it, remember he's saying it, he's a shkimira, and he says, I'm being meirish to my sons, 33, you're being meirish, there is no meirish kineg in the parasha of Pishnayim. Here the Mishnah adds a kneich, kosav, let's say he writes a shtar tzavo, where he's being mechalk nechosav, let's say he's a shkimira, where tzavah does work, because over here it works without hakno, he's being makna mechayo, and he writes the word Yerusha. Bein ditchila, bein beemtza, bein besef. At some point, I'm sorry, he writes the word matona at some point, even though on the top of the page he writes a shtar tzavah, which sounds like it's his will, which means that he's being meirish, and he calls it, I'm giving as Yerusha to son X and son Y and to son Z, and to daughter whatever, daughter 1 and daughter 2 and son 1 and son 2, v'lechar nehilchus Yerusha tzvar v'teilim, but since he writes also in, at some point in this document, loshen matona, that's meirah al kuloi, that it's not a Yerusha, it's not a Seydi Yerusha, but it's a Matana Mechayim, and that he can do. Of course, like we just said, there's no need over here for a Hakno, so the Shtar is really just L'raya Ba'alma, just to record the details. But we're talking over here, even when he verbally gave, works B'amir Ba'alma, without a king. When he's stuck in a Loshna Matana, so then the whole thing is valid, we see the whole thing as a Matana. Ho'im e'ish ploini yirosheini b'mokim she'yesh bas. He wants his nechosim to go to someone else, b'mokim that he has a daughter. Pasha's Yerusha is Ben as opposed to Bas, and Bas as opposed to others. So he wants to give his nechosim to somebody else. The Mishnah adds this as an extra knech, a chiddush. Of course, the same thing would be Ish plani Yerusheini b'mokim she'ish banim, kal v'chaymer.
But even b'mokom sheyesh bas, where that's not the first seydi yerusha, afilo achi, this is not acceptable. Or biti tira sheni b'mokom sheyesh ben, the pashta case, where the bas b'mokom that there's a son, which is also not the seydi yerusha, lo maklum she's not mashakos b'tera. That's a masa mashakos b'tera. It's valid. It's invalid. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brei ka'imim omra amishu roi li yerusha dvarv kayomim. This is the what's called Hancholas of Yechim and Breker. He has a chiddush. The Torah says, V'yoyim hanchiloi es bonov. In the Parsha Pishnayim in Kiseitze, the Torah says something which is l'chera loshen tamua. We just said that a person cannot decide who should be Yerush. Can't write it Savo, because his nechosim after he dies go automatically to his sons. He's not Meirish, they're Yerush. Still, the Torah uses a Lashon of V'hoya B'yoyim Hanchilo Yezbonov. Hanchilo means when he's Mancho, when he gives, when he doesn't give. So Rabbi Yechim Breka learns out something interesting. Even though Batsim, after a person dies, his Nechazim don't belong to him, they automatically go up, you say the Yerusha. But there is a S'chus for a person to be Mancho Yezbonov. The way he explains it is this. When a person is manchel, somebody else b'mokum bonav, that's null and void, meaningless. Tvar b'telim, ma'asa ma'ashachaz b'teru. When he's manchel one of his sons in favor of the other, there his son is a yerush. So if he has three sons, he could decide that some number three should be the total yerush between the three. He can't say ploini b'ni and ploini, the second son, should not be yerush. That's tvar b'telim. What he can do is he could define Ploini, his third son, as the sole Yerush. It's really the same thing. It's semantics. But in the Torah state that he has, that's chus. It's chiddush. This is Rabbi Yechim and Breker's opinion. We pass in that way. So over there, im omra al mishu yoroi liyurusha, a son who's proper son, not on a bas b'mokim ben, not on a Ploini b'mokim bas, so then dvarv kayomin. Val mishu ein roi liyurusha, like we said, on a bas b'mokim ben, on a acheb B'mokum bas, ain't dvar of kayom, because that's not hanchiloi. The hanchiloi over here has to be to somebody who has a din say the Yerusha. He can now be isolated as the sole Yerush. That's the chiddush of Yochanan ben Breika. The sefer the Mishnah Kosev is nechosav la'acherim v'niach es bonov. If a person, before he dies, wants to give his nechosim to tzedakah, to worthy causes, to the nephew that took care of him, as opposed to the son that was traveling the world and never even had time for a phone call, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of stories that come up in the context of Yerusha, families, family grievances, v'chule. So here he wants to write all his nechosim to others, v'hiniyach has bonov, and he wants to clear it out, not to give his nechosim to his sons. Masha also osui, he has a right to, it's his nechosim, he has a right to be makne. Avol, enu chacham noichemenu. It's not the rotzen chacham is that the seydi Yerusha should reign supreme. Now, does that mean that a person shouldn't leave over a will with tzedakah and do the prerequisite kinyonim that will help to make that valid lahalacha? There's a lot of discussion about how far to take this idea. That's for sure that a person does have recourse to how his assets will be distributed. There are ways halachically for a person to give his daughters. He has sons that are millionaires, and he has daughters that are married to aniyim, curly yungalite, and he wants to give him the chosim lebnoisov. Is that en ruach hacham noichemenu? Could be one should leave over, the Gemara says, a certain amount, a minimal amount of his estate to be distributed al pisei di Yerusha, to be mekayim parshas Yerusha, and the rest of his nechosim, he has $10 million, he could leave over $50,000 to be mekayim sei di Yerusha in its natural way, and the other $9,950,000, that he could be mekayim how he wants to distribute his idea of whatever his equitable distribution is. Rabban Shimon Amli Alaymim Loyhayu Bonav Noegin Kishura Zochel HaToiv. This is a Hashkofa Machloikis. He says, if he had sons that were not Noeg LaToiv, he had sons that were off the Derech, so then Faked Zochel HaToiv, give the money to the daughters, give the money to your nephew, give the money to Tzedakah. The Gemara says, Tanakama argues, because you never know who's going to have a son that's going to come back to the fold, who's going to have an Einikul HaTzadik. So you leave the money, let the Rabban Shimon take care of his geshaft. That's really a hashkofa machloikis, but what the right thing to do, how much money should be left for Seydi Yerusha, how evident should it be, how obvious, how in the face of his Yerushim should be, this is a major discussion by the Poskim on different levels,
But as far as the Mishnah is concerned, this is the Machlokes.